Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called Why the Mistake You're Making with Prospects Kills 90% of Sales. Now let's get started with today's show. Here's a hard truth. You're probably wasting 80% of your sales time on prospects who will never buy from you. Think about that for a moment. 4 out of every 5 conversations you're having are with people who are fundamentally not your customers. Today, I want to show you 3 critical signs that reveal which prospects deserve your energy and which ones are quietly stealing your future. Let's start with the budget red flag. Most entrepreneurs here, we need to think about budget and immediately pivot to justifying their price. But here's what Simon Sinek would call the why behind this response. Real buyers don't think about budget during the buying process because they've already secured it before they start shopping. When someone says they're exploring costs, you're not talking to a buyer. You're educating a competitor's future customer. The mistake we're making is treating budget conversations as negotiation opportunities when they're actually disqualification signals. Next, there's the timeline trap. Prospects without urgency are prospects without real problems. When someone tells you sometime this year or when things slow down, they're telling you their pain isn't compelling enough to drive action. Think of it like a medical emergency. Nobody schedules a heart attack for next quarter. Qualified prospects have compelling events creating natural deadlines because their problems demand immediate solutions. Let me share a painful lesson from last month. I spent 6 weeks nurturing what seemed like a hot prospect. They attended every demo, asked incredibly detailed questions, and requested custom proposals. In our final meeting, they said, "We've decided to postpone this project indefinitely." Looking back, every warning sign was there from day one. No allocated budget, no deadline pressure, just casual curiosity masquerading as buying intent. Finally, there's the authority illusion. The person scheduling your meetings is rarely the person approving your invoices. If your contact can't introduce you to the decision maker, they're not your champion, they're a gatekeeper with good intentions. We waste enormous energy presenting to influencers, hoping they'll become internal advocates. Real authority means someone can say yes without asking permission. Before your next prospect call, write down these 3 qualifiers: confirmed budget, urgent timeline, and direct access to decision makers. If any are missing, you're not chasing prospects, you're chasing ghosts. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.